The Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly, with Rico Martelli's orchestra opening the program. The first number is Lost. Find it, Rico. Before we join those incredible McGees, may I point out that this is just about the time of year when people begin to think about grass seed for the lawn, sulfur and molasses for the kids, and, yes, you've guessed it, Johnson's Wax for floors, woodwork, and furniture. You know, your house will take on a new spring freshness the minute your floors and furniture are wax polished. Your rooms will seem cleaner and brighter, too, and there's a good reason for this. Surfaces that are polished with Johnson's Wax collect only half as much dust as surfaces that are not wax protected. The wax seals the pores of wood and linoleum so that grime can't penetrate. Furniture and floors that are occasionally polished with Johnson's Wax grow lovelier through the years. Instead of getting shabby and worn, they become more lustrous and beautiful with every application of Johnson's Wax. Once your furniture, woodwork, and floors are Johnson Wax, your daily housework will be ever so much easier. Floor scrubbing will no longer be necessary, and your dusting work will be cut just in half. By the way, it's very economical to order Johnson's Wax in the larger sizes. Look for the attractive yellow can. Well, once again, the open road calls our two friends. They've gone for a long ride, and they've decided to stay overnight at a small-town hotel. The night clerk has just stepped into the vault for a moment, as up to the desk walk Fibber McGee and Molly.
Don't seem to be anybody here, McGee. Where's the clerk?
He's probably out picking himself a fresh gardenia for his buttonhole. You know, Molly, I never could figure out how hotel clerks and box office fellas could wear such clean collars, clean shirts, and clean spats and still give you such dirty looks.
Quiet, McGee. He's liable to hear you.
Oh, shucks, he probably.
Heavenly days, listen to the switchboard. Somebody ought to be here on duty.
I better take care of it myself till he comes back. Give me a boost over the counter, Molly. Thanks. Hello? Temporary desk clerk speaking. What?
McGee, quit butting into things that don't...
What, say? You want to leave a call for 8:30? Wait a minute, sis. Let's see now. Oh, hello? I'm sorry, sis. Somebody else has left a call for 8:30. I can let you have 8:15 or 8:45. Okay. You know, I never could figure out why folks made such a fuss about running the hotel. Why, mind the
McGee,
time...
McGee, come out of there. You have no business behind that desk with that vault door wide open and all.
Say, it is open.
Why, sure it is.
I better close it till the clerk gets back.
Hey, what's the idea of closing that?
Did you say something, Molly?
No, I thought I heard you say something.
No, not me. As I was saying, I mind the time I was running the old Hooper house in Hoopston. Real snooty place was, too. Hi-ho, McGee, they called me in them days.
Oh, dear.
Hi-ho, McGee, the hale and hearty, hard-hearted and handsome, hawk-eyed and haughty host of the Hooper house.
McGee, the only running you ever done in the hotel was down the back stairs with your valise. Oh, dear, I do wish somebody'd come and check us in.
No, he probably got delayed someplace, Molly. Maybe out in the kitchen hunting up a mignon for some filly.
Well, you better get out from behind that desk before he comes back now.
No, sir. Once a hotel man, always a hotel man, Molly. He'll no doubt be glad to have me handle things for him until he gets back. Come on around and sit down, Molly.
Oh, my. Well, all right, but it does seem real impudent.
Oh, shucks, don't be like that. I know what I'm doing. Listen to this. Hear that? This was a first-class hotel. A bell run would be here on the hop.
What?
I mean, a bell hop would be here on the run. Front! Front! That's the way we used to do it, Molly. Front!
That's you, McGee. Always putting up a...
Front! What say, Molly?
I says you're always the same. Why, when I first knew you, 1918 even, when you was just back from the...
Front! Answer that, will you, Molly?
I will not.
Well, I will, then. Temporary desk clerk speaking. Huh? What say, ma'am? You dropped your false teeth down behind the radiator. What room you in? Oh, sweet, 16. Don't kid me, sis. You don't have false teeth at Sweet 16.
McGee, here comes somebody. Now look businesslike if possible.
I'll be looking at the register. Oh, how are you, ma'am?
Well, what do you care? Give me my key, young man, and be quick about it.
You betcha. Your key. Your key. What room was that again, sis?
The one with the cracked pitcher, the stuck window, the broken chair, the torn carpet, and the hot and cold running mud. Now, hurry up. I'm sleepy.
Sleepy? You don't act sleepy. Let's see now. Your key.
Yes, my key. And hurry up. Mm-hmm. I've been dancing all evening, and I want to rest my bones.
Rest your bones, huh? Wait a minute, and I'll see if I can find your skeleton key.
Hurry, McGee. Here comes another one. Oh, it's Mr. Marcelli. How do you do, Mr. Marcelli?
Hello, Molly.
Hello, Fiebert.
Oh, you staying here with your band, Rico?
That's right.
Well, now, when you three get through kicking the gong around, I'd like to have my key. And another thing. Next time I call down for blankets, I want blankets. It's my Indian blood. My great-great-great-grandmother was old Pocahontas.
How about your great-great-great-granddaddy?
Well, he was just an old poke. Now, hurry up with that key. Number 1222, and I want to leave a call for 6.
You betcha. Mark that down, Molly. Call room 6 at 1222.
Sure, call room 1226 at 2.
No, it was call 612 at 222.
No, no. She says call room 22 at 612. Ain't that right, sis?
Oh, never mind. Skip it. Just throw a bellboy through the wind at sunrise. Toodaloo, Sonny.
Pip, pip, toot.
Oh, si, cosa, Rico.
Thank you.
Molly seem to have adopted a job for themselves. Having inadvertently shut the hotel clerk in the vault, they're carrying on his job until someone shows up to relieve them. Oh, here comes another guest to check in.
Now try and be polite, McGee, for once.
Oh, what for? This ain't our hotel. Hi there, Bud. What can I...
Hello there, Peter.
Oh, hello
well,
there,
Heavenly
Nick.
Days, Nicky Popper.
Hello, Cupie. When are you two getting into these hotels business?
Oh, we just walked in here to get a room, and there was no one on the job.
So we're just being helpful till whoever's in charge gets back.
Oh, I see. You are forced to being a good Samaritan.
Good Samaritan?
Oh, he means a good Samaritan, McGee.
Oh. You grab me, Cupie. A good Samaritan is people who are always forced to helping with other people's troubles, and in the finish, he is having more troubles than he is starting to help with. If I'm not being too neck-tickle.
Neck-tickle?
Technically, Gurnett. Oh. Did you want a room, Dick?
Sure, Cupie. And is there plenty of hot water?
Well, if there is, we'll be in it before we leave here.
What kind of room do you want, Nick?
I'm not fussing, but I'm wanting twin beds, please.
Twin beds?
Sure, I'm twice as sleepy as usually.
Here you are, Nick, room 601.
Oh, you're looking at that key wrong, Lee. That's 109.
Oh, 109. Well, you see, some acrobats just checked out of there, and they left it upside down.
Oh.
Good night, Nick.
And the same to me, Fisher. Good night, Molly.
Good night, Nick. Well, McGee, doesn't it strike you funny that nobody has showed up yet? No night clerk or no bellboys or no porter?
Oh, they probably looked in the window and seen old Hi-Ho McGee was on the job, Molly. I always says it. That's granted, why don't people go to sleep and quit bothering? Hello. Who? Oh, yes, 7:42. What's the matter? The bathtub's running over. Running over what? Oh, just running over. Well, get out of it once and see how it is. Oh, you ain't in it. Oh, it ain't on your floor. Oh, it ain't in your room. It's on the floor above you. Oh, I see. The water's coming down through the ceiling on you. Okay, we'll send you up a raincoat. Run! Run!
Oh, look, McGee, there's a porter. Yoo-hoo, porter!
Yes, ma'am, you're calling me.
Well, heavenly day, silly Watson.
Oh, for the high there, Sil.
Hi, ma'am. How are you, boy? You running this hotel now, please?
Well, in a way, Sil.
Just during the absence of the clerk, silly.
Yes, ma'am. Well, where is he at?
Well, I wish we knew.
Probably stepped out for something, Sil.
Yes, I don't think so. He ain't supposed never to leave that little old desk any time, boss.
Well, there wasn't nobody here when we come to check in, so we thought we'd be good fellas and help out. Hey, why didn't you come running a while ago when I hollered front?
Oh, I couldn't do that, Mr. McGee.
Why not, silly?
I was out back.
Oh. I'll get that, McGee. Hello? Yes? 323? Oh, you have no bath towel. McGee's 323 has no bath towel.
Well, tell them to use hand towels. If at first they don't succeed, dry, dry again. Oh, hello there, brother. Something for you?
Yes, indeed. A room and a bath. What are the rates?
Huh?
Rates.
You want to know how much?
Oh. Well, let's see now what we got. Here's a beautiful room for $6, Bud. Just beautiful. Fresh linen, fresh towels. Fresh ashtrays and just clean.
Oh, I'll bet you just made that up.
You want to register?
Why, yes. I'd just like to register this. Johnson's Wax will protect and beautify your floors, furniture, and woodwork. Try it sometime, my boy.
Well, we'll take you up on that, Harpo. Take him up, elevator boy.
Yeah.
See that, Molly? That old blister's sliding down the banisters.
Yeah, I see she always do that.
Huh?
Well, I made it in 1 minute and 12 seconds from the 9th floor that time, folks. Yesterday, I done it in 1 minute flat. I always did say cotton stockings would hold a girl back. Come on, Porter, take me up in the elevator. I'll carry
you. Yes, ma'am, I'll take you up. I'll put that place on the 4th floor.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Mrs. Wallingford Tuttle Gildersleeve. Have you a reservation for us?
Us? What do you mean, us?
Myself and my husband, of course. Wallingford, please, must you always stand behind me? This is my husband.
Yes, though, you see, we're here on our honeymoon, though. It's really our second honeymoon. We stayed here on our first honeymoon 25 years ago.
Oh, well, we would like the same room with the same view.
Can't be done, sis.
And why not?
Well, folks just don't have the same views after 25 years.
Only four, dear. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think the gentleman is, if I think it would be very nice if we could have our old room, though. Oh.
Sentimentally, bud?
Yes, in a way, I suppose, though. You see, I left a cigar on the closet shelf, though. And I always thought...
Oh, Wallingford, please. Oh. I beg your pardon. Did you say you had a reservation for me?
A mental one, sis.
McGee.
Did you make a reservation, sis?
I did. I wired from Kansas City.
Kind of expensive, wasn't it? How much?
Does it make a particle of difference? Wallingford, stop biting your nails.
All right, my dear, though. I was just meditating on the... Though...
What did you say our room number was?
Oh, just take a number from one to
ten.
624, sir. Right on, right by the elevator as you get off.
Thank you. Come, Wallingford, dear.
Must I go?
Take them up in the elevator, Sil.
Yes, sir. Right this way, please, ma'am.
I think they're building up to an awful letdown. Play that, Marcelli.
With the poor hotel clerk still shut in the vault, Fibber and Molly carry on through the night. Here they are about to start making the rounds to see if everything is all right.
Well, I wonder how the haughty dame and her lesser half are getting along, McGee.
Kind of a henpecked little fellow, wasn't he, Molly? Did you see him jump when she hollered at him?
Yeah.
What? Say.
What?
Who took my umbrella?
Well, the little man was carrying one when he left. Was that yours, McGee, the green one?
That's mine, all right. Must have picked it up in self-defense. Well, when we pass their room, we'll stop and get it.
Yes.
Watch your step, Molly. Well, everything seems to be quiet on this floor, Molly.
Yes. I wonder, McGee, if there's no house detective.
Huh? Oh, house dick? Maybe he was kidnapped and they're holding him for ransom.
How am I doing, folks? I would have made the last three flights in 2 under par, only I struck a nail on the 7th floor and pulled a bloomer. Watch this one now.
Can you imagine old battle axe like her sliding down banisters, Molly?
Oh, come on, McGee. Oh.
Excuse us, mister.
Eh? What say?
I says, excuse us. We didn't see you.
Well, it's no use. There's somebody in there.
Oh, dear. Are you staying in this hotel?
No, you don't. I'm next. Have you heard any disturbance on this floor?
How?
I says, is everything quiet up here?
Well, nobody could blame you for that, Sonny.
Try once more, McGee.
Listen, is everything quiet up on this floor?
Well, it was till you started in Bellerum.
Come on, Molly, let's go on. Oh, here's 624. That's the room we give to that haughty dame and little henpeck.
Oh, that's right. Well, stop and ask for your umbrella now, McGee.
Okay.
Oh, Wallingford, it's just all a great big dream.
Yes, sweetheart, though.
Can you listen to them old birds?
Those great big baby blue eyes of them.
Yours, all yours.
Oh, sure.
And whose beautiful pink cheeks are them, though?
Yours, all yours.
That's read it open.
And them lovely teeth, whose are they, dearie?
Yours, all yours.
Dead, red.
And that lovely golden hair, whose is that, though?
Yours, all yours.
Hey, in there, hey, when you get to that umbrella, that's mine, all mine.
McGee, it's time we was getting back down to the desk. Maybe the regular clerk is back by now.
Okay.
Heavenly days, will you look at that torn wallpaper?
Oh, yeah. I'll have to call that to the attention of the housekeeper.
And I want to call this to the attention of all housekeepers. Waxed floors never need to be scrubbed when they're Johnston waxed.
That's okay, Harper, only you better go to bed now. Old men are not allowed to play in these halls after 8 o'clock. Come on, Molly.
I'm building up to an awful lockdown. Here we are.
Hey, Mr. McGee. Hey, boss, please.
What's the matter, Sil?
Does somebody want something, silly?
Yes, I sure do. Everybody want everything.
What's the matter? Here. Heavenly days, McGee. Listen, help me take care of the switchboard.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle them so fast, Molly, but let's try.
Oh,
we'll
dear.
Plug them all in and see.
Hello? Hello? What was it, please?
Okay there. You call on the desk.
Listen,
hello?
Listen, Cupid. I'm trying to make myself sleep, and as I'm running across the floor, my husband's warning for me. Simply can't sit in that terrible elevator making so much noise across the hall. I demand
you peanut butter sandwiches and a glass of milk.
You ain't got any peanut butter.
Try sleeping in the classes with the lights turned out, I'm thinking. These mouses is taking my socks and wearing something else.
I'd like to know who's got that chewing gum on the balance sheet up here. From this place you see, I was stuck between the 11th and 12th floor for 20 minutes. So I've been telling you.
Piece of cheese and a couple of crackers and hurry right up, please, because
oh,
I'm
hoping
to sleeping.
That's it, Molly. I'm going to pull a mess of these wires out of here.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. McGee, what did you do?
I must have busted the switchboard, Molly. Can you imagine that? What'll I do with all these here wires?
Well, don't leave them around here for folks to see, Ignatz.
Oh,
Put them here. Throw them in the vault here.
Oh, that's a good idea, Molly. I'm glad I didn't lock the combination on this thing. Open the door for me.
Oh!
Oh, thanks, Hope.
McGee, there's somebody.
You're just in time. Give me some air.
What you doing hiding in that vault, brother?
I went in to get some credit cards.
Yeah?
Somebody shut the door on me. I'm the clerk.
He's the clerk, McGee.
Oh. Another 10 minutes and I'd have been done for.
Oh, dear.
Certainly I'm obliged to you.
Obliged? Oh. that's all right, bud. I always kind of keep eye out for fellas being shut in the vaults.
Yes. His uncle got caught in one once.
Quiet, Molly. I'm real glad to have been of service, bud.
Yeah, you wait till I get my hands on the one that shut that door on me.
What?
What I'll do to him.
Oh, now, shucks, bud. Take it easy. Maybe it was just an accident. Maybe he didn't mean to.
Oh, yeah? Well, wait till I catch him, that's all.
Oh, McGee, get your hat once you got time.
Yeah.
What's that, madam?
She says we found out where you was at just in time. And say, I think I know who done it, too.
Who? Well, let me at him. Just tell me who it was.
Now, you stay here, bud. Come on, Molly. We'll catch him. There he goes. Hey, you come back here. Fast.
Thank you.
stop spinning time for boys and girls. In fact, it's stop spinning time for everybody who owns a pair of the new Fibber and Molly spinning tops. And at this time, every one of you is offered these two Fibber and Molly tops free. A twist of your finger starts these clever little tops spinning, and they keep going as long as a minute and a half. Now, on one top is a picture of Fibber, and on the other, a picture of Molly. It's fun to spin one against the other and see which will win. Now, here's the way to get these two Fibber and Molly tops free. Buy a can of Johnson's Wax Paste or liquid. Lay a thin piece of paper over the face of the can and trace the letters, Johnson's Wax. Send your tracing of the two words, Johnson's Wax, to Fibber and Molly in care of this station, and you'll receive two of these clever spinning tops free. Trace the lettering with pencil if you like. You don't have to do a fancy job, but no tops can be sent unless your tracing is made from an actual can of Johnson's Wax. Mail the tracing to Fibber and Molly in care of this station, and you'll get these two clever little tops free of charge. This offer expires May 30th.
Whilst we was driving away, did you see him bring out the old lady that was sliding down the banister?
What you mean they brought her out?
Why, they had her on a stretcher.
No.
Sure.
What was the matter? You suppose it's heart trouble?
No, I think it's sliver trouble.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Remember, you have a date with us just a week from tonight. Harlow Wilcox speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.